The Ice Beneath Her, written by Camilla Grieber and read by Andrew Wincott, Katie Sobey, and Phyllida Nash. I'm standing in the snow by my mother's headstone when I get the call. Her stone is simple, barely knee-high, in rough-hewn granite. We've been talking for a while, my mother and I, about how hard it is to be a police officer in this city, where nobody gives a damn about anything but themselves. And perhaps more important, how hard it is to live in that kind of city, in this kind of time. I stamp wet snow off my trainers and turn away from her headstone. It doesn't feel right to talk on the phone at her grave. The rolling hills of the Woodland Cemetery lie spread out before me. Mist hovers between the tops of tall pines, and beneath it the dark tree trunks shoot up out of the snow like exclamation marks, as if emphasizing life's transience. There's dripping from the treetops and from the gravestones. Meltwater runs over everything. It finds its way into my thin shoes, too, collecting around my toes like a wet reminder to buy those boots I have yet to allow myself. Somewhere in the distance, I catch a glimpse of dark figures receding into the pine forest. Maybe they're here to light votive candles or place pine boughs. Christmas will be here soon. I take a few steps towards the neatly snow-plowed footpath and throw a glance at the phone screen, even though I already know who it is. The feeling is unmistakable. A sinking, pounding sensation that I know all too well. Before I answer, I turn back one last time to her headstone, wave awkwardly and mumble something about coming back soon. It's unnecessary, of course. She knows I always come back. The road stretches out black and shining as I drive into the city. The brake lights of other cars glisten in front of me on the road, lighting the way. Thick drifts of dirty brown snow and squat, depressing, conformist buildings line the road to Stockholm. The occasional illuminated Christmas star brightens up a window, like a torch in the night. It started snowing again. A rainy slush settles on the windscreen, blurring all the edges, softening the landscape. The only sound is the rhythmic swish of the wipers, married to the soft purr of the motor. A murder. Yet another murder. Many years ago, back when I was still a novice detective inspector, getting called to the scene of a murder always provoked a kind of exhilaration. Death was synonymous with a mystery that needed solving, like tangled wool that needed unraveling. Back then, I thought everything could be unraveled and explained, as long as you had the energy, the stamina, and knew which threads to pull and in what order. Reality was nothing more than a complex web of threads. In short, it could be mastered, figured out.